I want to start off tonight by reading an article from the Jerusalem Post from this past Thursday. Title of the article is "A Flight from New York to Israel Makes an Emergency Stop in Athens." Here's the article. An incoming LL flight to Tel Aviv landed in Athens on Thursday morning after a smoke detector alarm sounded, the company said. LL said. The flight LL004 from JFK contained 324 passengers and crew members on the Boeing 747 aircraft. After debarking, the plane passengers were sent to hotels within the city, while a team of LL technicians left from Tel Aviv to Athens in order to evaluate the plane. Quote, LL considers flight safety of paramount importance and is handling the subject with precision regarding every detail, end quote, a statement from the company said. Rav Chizkiyahu Nevenzahl told me that the same article appeared in the Yated Ne'eman. Okay. We're going to get back to this article. Let's begin a Gemara. Gemara in Saita on Daf Hei Amud Beis quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol hasham ar chaysav ba'olam hazeh. If a person spends time and estimates and analyzes his archos, his drachim, his life in this world, the zman of Elul, zman of Cheshbon HaNefesh, that person merits to see the salvation of God. Question number one. The salvation of God? Rav Pam, when we were in Tarvidas, taught us how important it is, and I've emphasized this many, many, many times, for a person to think and make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. The very special thing that we mention all the time is that Rav Pam said that even a person before they say something has to think about how they say it. When he used to give a list of those words that don't qualify as Lashon Nekiyah, he didn't list off those things that qualify as words that are not clean. He didn't say four-letter curse words. He said the words stupid, crazy, shut up. Those are all words that a yeshiva bachur shouldn't use. And then he added the word whatchamacallit. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman asked him, Rebbe, okay, so it's not Chol Yisrael, but what's wrong with whatchamacallit? And Rav Pam said, Yisrael, you don't understand. Whatchamacallit means that a person didn't think through beforehand what he was going to say. I understand, kol hashom or choysov, that it means that a person needs to make a cheshbon hanefesh to be a thought-out person. But why did the Gemara say, Kol Hashem or Chosav, Zoche v'rob Yeshuaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not v'rob Yeshuaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zoche v'rob Amidas Tovos, Ba'atzmo, B'mishpachto, B'klal Yisrael. What's B'Yeshua shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Another question. Medrash Tanchuma has a very fascinating description of why we sin. Parshas Naso, paraphrasing Medrash Tanchuma, Ein Adam Chayte Elim Kein Nichnas Boi Ruach Shtus. The only reason you and I sin is that what happened was is there's some type of craziness, almost the visions of a demon that grabs a hold of the person, Nichnas Boi Ruach Shtus, and that's what brings about Aveira. What does that mean? Says the Maharal, in the opening of Nesiv HaTshuva, there are three forms of Balei Aveira. Based on Psukim in Mishlei, at the end of Perek Aleph, the Maharal is Medayik, the opening lines of the Maharal, all I'm saying over the first few lines of the Maharal in Nesiv HaTshuva. There are three different Balei Aveira. The Pasuk in Mishlei describes a Pesi. In English, we would translate it as a fool. A leitz, a clown, and sone das, those who hate knowledge. Says the Maharal, a tremendous chiddush. The only reason why you and I do averos is because nichnas bo ruach shtos. The seichel is not operating. It's not working. What's a pesi? A fool. It doesn't mean someone who doesn't have common sense. It doesn't mean someone who doesn't get a 1300 or a 1400 on his SATs. A pesi, the Maharal claims, is someone whose guf is sholeit, his body dominates his way of thinking. And in Harvard, there are many people who qualify as a pesi. And in Cambridge, and in Yeshiva University, and in Satmar, and in Mir, and v'chulei v'chulei. There are many people who might be highly intelligent, but they're pesoyim. What's a leitz? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this beautiful gift of intellect. What's referred to in Kabbalah as a das elyon. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Baal HaTanya describes that neshama is really the intellect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which is a part of Him. That's Das Elyon. And what does the comedian do, the guy who always cracks the joke? What does that person do? The one who always has a cynical look at life's experiences? Lutzana achas docha mea tachachos? That's an individual who uses that das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Nichnas bo ruach shtus. He perverted it and he transformed that das. And therefore, he sins. What's the makor ha-tshuva? What's the tam of tshuva? What's the siba of tshuva? Tshuva zakti maharal is our ability to be able to tap into that das elyon, to regain control of this beautiful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And then the Maharal says something scary. Sonei hadas. People who have begun to abhor das elyon, those people can't do tshuva. Theologically, it's not Musar Shmuz now. I don't know what to do with all the implications of what the Maharal is saying over here, but he says that someone who repeatedly thinks about the Avera, b'chinas das, and he continues to sin, he claims that's what happens with Paro. In such a case, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes off tshuva. Because he had that opportunity, he saw it from the perspective of das, sonei hadas, it's closed to him. Rabosai, I think you and I fall into the first two categories. How many of us, and how often, does the guf dominate our way of thinking? And even more scary than the pesi is a late son. I talk to boys who begin as ma now, particularly the yeshiva bachurim. We'll come back to the gross guys in a moment. I have seen guys come to Israel, bright and very capable guys, and spend their entire year thinking about football league, then basketball league, then fantasy football, and fantasy basketball. I remember that I wasted a full week when I was your age in yeshiva, that I just thought that it would be so exciting. I wasn't as good as most of the athletes in my class. So I said, you know what, I'll be your coach. I'll be the coach of the team. And I look back in my Gemara in Kiddushin, and I spent a week using the das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little bit of das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, writing football plays. Thank God it was only a week. And I have a lot to pay now for that week. So many people are going to be using, now that they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have that das, they're going to have opportunity to express it in a bechina of das elyon. But how many times do we get trapped in using that das, bechinas das tachton? So, okay, Nitiv Aryeh, Torah Shraga, they have good football teams. Yeah, Gruss is pretty awful. But at the end of the day, Rabbosai, what are we really, really, really here for? Says the Mesillas Yesharim. This line in the Mesillas Yesharim, I mentioned in the past, one of my Talmidim, who's now a Marbitz Torah, he's a young man, he's about 25, 26. He steiged in his second year in Eretz Yisrael. He really learned beautifully. But he said to me, when I really, really began to think about this Mesillas Yesharim, it changed my life. I'll be frank, I'm teaching Ksubis again this year. He said, he learned Ksubis with me. He said, it wasn't the Amelus and Ksubis that really changed my life. It can. But he said, this Mesillas Yesharim, when I began to read it and think about it, then I realized that there's something else that might be at play. It says in Mesillas Yesharim, life is a maze. And Rabbi says, sometimes a scary maze. As you get older, it becomes sometimes a little bit scarier, sometimes even more beautiful. And it's a maze, the Mesillas Yesharim describes, that is lifelike. And we don't know which way to turn. There are these massive, massive walls, and there's a fork on the road. You could turn right, and you could turn left. And sometimes it's not clear which way to go. Most people, says the Mesillas Yesharim, go through life, and they just guess. They just navigate with a little bit of seichel, with a little bit of leitzanus, with a little bit of their body governing many of their decisions. And ultimately, their direction is never thoroughly attached to Das Elyon. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, there are two ways in which a person could be able to get out of it. And the key is the person that's standing above, who's five stories up, and he sees the whole maze. If you look for that Das Elyon, it's a Das Elyon that you have inside of you, as well as the Das Elyon of the Chachmei HaMasorah and your Rabbeim, then you have a possibility to get past the traps of the Pesi and the late sun. But the moment a person doesn't make that cheshbon, the moment a person doesn't begin to surrender both the guf and the das tachton to a das elyon, is the moment that the person is doomed. Let's go now back to the newspaper article. Michael Kahn was on that flight. What he knew when he was on that flight, when he was grounded, was exactly what's described in this article. There's another part to the story. Some of you might know it. It's very personal. And it hit me in the month of Elul. My brother-in-law, may be well, Meir Tzemach Ben Malka Esther, was also on that flight. He's 39 years old. The plane was grounded. To this day, I don't think anybody knows who set off that smoke alarm. And my brother-in-law had a massive heart attack 20 minutes after they got off that plane in Greece, in Athens. I was in Athens this past week at his bedside. Sometimes there's another part to the story. Listen to the lashon of the El Al representative. Baruch Hashem, he's slowly recovering. He just arrived in Eretz Yisrael a day ago. Listen to the word of the El Al representative. El Al considers flight safety of paramount importance and is handling the subject with precision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu handled it with precision. Sometimes there's another part of a person's life that if he doesn't have the schus to see it from the bechina of Das Elyon, there's another part of what he's experiencing that he has no idea is going on. And it happens to us hundreds, if not thousands of times. Why do I notice? Not simply because it happened to my brother-in-law, because it took a massive heart attack And we began to ask, wait a second, Mayor, did you have the heart attack when you were on the plane? Why is the plane in Athens? No. I just had a little bit of chest pains on the plane. I didn't notice it at all. The staff, he only informed the staff when he was 25 minutes off the plane. That's the pshat. Kol hashom or choysav. If a person makes a cheshbon of every single part of their lives, they'll see a tremendous Yeshua. Mayer happened to have been zoche to this particular bechina because it happens to be that he devotes his entire life, Lania's daiti, to Klal Yisrael. I remember, he's my brother-in-law now for Bli Ayin Hara 17 years, how many meals of Shabbos he missed. He's a member of Hatzalah. He himself, ironically, is a paramedic. He's an expert in cardiac arrest. In fact, the medic that treated him first got very, very frustrated because he said, no, you're supposed to put it over here. You're supposed to put it over there. And sometimes if a person is Zoche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn over the world and make Michael's life very, very difficult because of the Zechuyos of one particular person. That's the meaning of what Chazal are saying. The Hashkocha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you and I often don't see, if we begin to make a cheshbon, we'll see that our lives will not only be transformed in terms of our spiritual lives, but we'll see the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much more of a profound way. I'll give you an example. We got off, my brother-in-law and I, when we came to visit Mayer, we got off the plane, went into a train in Athens, and there, we got out of the train, we had our suitcases, we were concerned about what condition our brother was in. And as we got out of the train, my other brother-in-law had cheshbon, Avrami had cheshbon how long it would take to walk to the hospital, Sasminigola Hospital in Athens. And it was about a 3-mile walk, and we were walking with our suitcases. And sure enough, it could very well be the only Jew that's relatively affiliated with Chabad, through Chabad, within a 20-mile radius, pulls up 5 seconds after we had gotten out of the train station. She said, it's unheard of in Athens for anybody to walk around with a yarmulke. She insisted afterwards to give us baseball caps. It's unheard of, she said. She said she would have been more likely to have expected an Indian with a headdress in front of that train station, that's what she said, Bepemale, than to have seen us. And for 5 full days, she was entirely devoted to my brother-in-law's condition. Now, how many times has that already happened to me? That Kodesh Baruch Hu made that one of my friends pulled up when I was in a rush and I got a ride to yeshiva? It happens all the time. But what happens most of the time? We're not in that heightened state of awareness. We're not noticing very many things because we're not experiencing things in a foreign land with a foreign situation with somebody's life in danger. So we're not Shamar Hoseinu. It happens all the time. It happens to you and it happens to me all the time. But 95% of the time I don't notice it. A cheshbon nefesh, if it's a truly spiritual experience, has two totsos. There are two results. One result is that we become more spiritual people, and the second totsa of it is we begin to see the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it possible for you and I right now to make up our minds to be Shamar Hoseinu every second of the day? It's kemat impossible. But the key to tshuva is for a person to slowly to pull himself out of the bechina of a pesi, slowly to pull himself out of the bechina of a leitz. My point here is not to tell amazing stories. We're modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a tremendous, tremendous nes that happened to us. And I have no doubt that it's b'schus my brother-in-law's Mesiris Nefesh for the chesed of Klal Yisrael. I don't know if he would have survived. If it was over Athens, that means that there was another 2-hour flight. He went into cardiac arrest 40 minutes after the flight had landed. It's hard to know what the end of that story would have been, chas v'chalila. But my point is to do something more, to be mefarsim the neis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is a Musar point. A life without Cheshbon HaNefesh is a difficult life. A life without Seichel Elyon is a very, very different life than a life with Seichel Elyon. There are two basic traps of the Yetzer Hara. One basic trap of the Yetzer Hara is that we are in the environment that we were born into. Or to put it very, very succinctly, maybe to capture the minds of a Shana Aleph and a Shana Bet boy, the power to follow the crowd is so deep and it's so profound that if a person doesn't spend time to really, really think about what he's doing, then the odds are that he is in that category of a pesi or a leitz. And then there's something else. Hergel. That a person, he's good, he's fine, he's a great guy, he's shomer Torah mitzvahs, but he's in this process of habit. I mentioned to you once before here in the Space of Medrash that I had a Talmud once that reminded me, you guys read when you were little, my children have this book, Flat Stanley. You guys remember Flat Stanley? Flat Stanley's two-dimension. Entirely flat. How he became flat, that's a separate story, but he's entirely flat. Every once in a while, I have Talmidim that remind me of Flat Stanley. On the outside, they're entirely perfect. They're doing all the actions. They look the part. They act the part. But in the inside, everything that they've done is without a cheshbon nefesh. They have great parents. They've gone a great schooling, whatever school they've gone to. And they're going through the role of life. They went to, I don't know, DRS, Ramaz, Torah Vedas, wherever it might be, and going through that regular role of life, and they're just following it along. Their parents help them choose the best Israel experience for them, and they're following that, and then they're going to go to the college where most of their friends are going to go to yeshiva where most of their friends are going to go to. They're going to do all the things, and they're good kids, really good kids. But it's flat. There's no third dimension. There's nothing in between the back and the front of them. What you see is exactly the chitzonius that you get. And most of those boys, even if it works for the first 20, 25 years in life, many of them marry great girls. But when it comes to the age 35, 40, I guarantee that there won't be much left of Flat Stanley. And the solution to it is kol hasham archoisa ba'olam hazeh zoyche v'roye b'yushua shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one of us has to make a cheshbon hanefesh. And the cheshbon hanefesh doesn't have to be something profound. It's not something that I think is on the madrega of the Maharal. The Maharal is deep. He's complicated. There are Balei Musar who are deep and complicated. You and I are not necessarily on that madrega. But my life was changed when Rav Braunschweigel, may he have a refuah shleima, said to us before Rosh Hashanah, he said, boys, take a piece of paper, write on the piece of paper two things. I've said this in the past, bein adam lechaveru, bein adam lamakom, and ask yourself, what are those things that you want to work on in those bechinas? And that's a start. The moment a person created that heightened awareness is the moment of that the Das Elyon begins to kick in. And when the Das Elyon kicks in, I guarantee you'll be a different person. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to be Zocha, to continue to see His Yeshuas. Not only Yeshuas that are Nisim, but also the Niflaos, the wonders of Avodas Hashem, the beauty of Avodas Hashem, the beauty of the depth of a three-dimensional life that's combined with Das Elyon. A three-dimensional life that says to ourselves, wait a second, when am I acting as a Pesi? When am I acting as a leitz? A part of us that begins to lock into something that's holier than even maybe we might be al pi derech hateva. If only we would be sham or Hosein.
Can I just have your attention for one?